Overlooking the 18th hole at Pinehurst number 2 is a statue of a man. He's standing on one leg, a putter dangling in his left hand, and a right fist extended straight forward in victory. The statue preserves a moment now 15 years old. It's an instant more famous than any other that this course has seen since it opened in 1907.
Payne Stewart is the 1999 U.S. Open champion. Oh, my!
What a clutch putt!
In his trademark knickers, Payne Stewart won the event on that misty Father's Day with a 15-foot putt on the final hole. He kissed his wife Tracy and celebrated his second U.S. Open win. Golf writer Ron Cyrak was there.
The dramatic way it ended with Payne making the putt on the 72nd hole to win the tournament created a drama that just made the tragedy of his death a few months later in October completely unbelievable.
Just 4 months later, Stewart was on a private jet that experienced a loss of cabin pressure. Everyone on board died. The aircraft, then on autopilot, veered off course before crashing into a field in South Dakota hours later. Stewart was 42. The decision for a statue came almost immediately.
Truly, the idea to do it came at LaGuardia.
Pat Corso was the president of Pinehurst for 17 years. He was returning from Scotland when he got the news of Stewart's passing.
When he became the champion, to much of this community at that time, he was our champion. And when he passed, we'd lost our champion. And that was even more reason to memorialize him on golf course number 2 as you see it today.
Today, Stewart's legacy remains part of the culture at Pinehurst. This course is one of the oldest and most celebrated in the country. However, it will look distinctly different than when this event was held here in 1999 and 2005. Pinehurst number 2 has undergone a major restoration in an effort to return the layout to its original form.
They found aerial photos from Fort Bragg from World War II training of the golf course as it was in 1943. And so those shots were used to restore the course.
Gone is much of the picturesque green grass. Instead, competitors and spectators will see a more rustic course, fitting of the original landscape. For the first time at a U.S. Open, there will be no rough. That's the tall grass next to the fairway.
It's so contemporary, yet so back to the future, in terms of restoring a course that would be more sustainable, meaning that it would take much less water, fewer chemicals, but yet meet the standard of hosting a major championship event.
The restoration resulted in the removal of 40 acres of turf, as well as the irrigation system underneath. Bob Ferrant is the director of grounds at Pinehurst. He's been working here for 32 years.
We left that soil in those areas undisturbed. Nature will provide ways to stabilize the ground if it's not cultivated annually. And the result of us removing the turf, over 70 different native plants have decided to grow there.
The course is still expected to test the patience of golfers. U.S. Opens are notoriously difficult events when a score of par is usually good enough to stay in the hunt. Again, Ron Cyrak, executive editor of Golf World magazine and senior writer for Golf Digest.
You have to maintain that composure to know other people are having the same difficulties you are, and you just got to hang in there and put a bad shot behind you, or sometimes you even hit a good shot that ends up in a bad place. But there's no tournament that tests the patience and the discipline of a player more than the U.S. Open.
How the course holds up is something organizers and competitors will be monitoring closely. For the first time ever, the men's and women's U.S. Open tournament will be at the same venue in consecutive weeks. Organizers are naturally hoping for good weather and that the men's tournament is decided on Sunday so as to avoid an 18-hole playoff on Monday. The joint events will bring an estimated 400,000 fans to the region and pump $169 million into the local and state economy. Tiger Woods won't be competing due to an injury, but many of the very best will be here, including Australian Adam Scott, the world's top-ranked player, Webb Simpson, a Raleigh native and the 2012 U.S. Open winner, as well as Bubba Watson, two-time winner of the Masters. And then there is Phil Mickelson, one of the game's most popular players, is still looking for a career Grand Slam. He has previously won the Masters 3 times, the British Open, and PGA Championship, but never the U.S. Open. Mickelson has finished 2nd in this event a record 6 different times. The first occasion was in 1999, when Payne Stewart sunk that 15-foot putt. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.